in their book.
Okay, one of the big failures of most endeavors is the lack of belief in that endeavor. I'll explain what I mean in a moment. Noach is one of the most interesting figures in all of Tanakh, really. He is somebody who is glorified as a tzaddik and then criticized all over the place for not being somebody who is a maimon, who believes in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, if you will. Rashi tells us he was maimon veino maimon. So you always have to ask yourself, what's the deal with Noach? Was he, you know, a tzaddik? Was he not a tzaddik? Where was the failure in Amunah? We call him a tzaddik. We he was the guy because of him, Matzachain Beinei Hashem, and because of that, the whole world was saved. So he seems like a very good guy, but somehow there's a little bit lacking in Noach. We have to examine Noach to really explore, and what are the lessons that are out there for us? So, the first interesting thing about Noach is that the Mabul, the waters of the Mabul, if you were the author of the Chumash, let's say, you would refer, or any of the Nigunim that we sing, you would refer to the waters of the Mabul as the waters of the Mabul. But what do we call it? We call it May Noach. We call it the waters of Noach. Why is it called the waters of Noach? That's not fair to him. It should be called the waters of the Mabul. A very interesting Medrash. Medrash says like this. Medrash says that Elu told the Noach, etc., etc., he was a tzaddik, etc. Atma, the Amar of Huna Mishum of Allah, Zibinosh, Yotze, Aglili. Noach kishiyotim in a teva. When Noach left the teva, he kishu ari, a lion bit him, vishivru, and they broke his leg. Veloya kashul hakrif. Now, because Noach was a balmum, Noach had a blemish, he wasn't allowed to bring the korbanot, or the korbanos. Vikriv shem benotachtav. And who replaced Noach? You had always the next in line, which in this case was shem. Okay? The question is, Noach was, this week's Parshas Noach, and every single, there are two things you have to know about Parshas Noach, what's going to happen that week. Number one, Monday of Parshas Noach, the stock market's going to crash. It's a tradition, right? Look back in 1987, look back 1929, I think also 2000. Every Monday of Parshas Noach, the stock market crashes. But the second thing, if you go to any preschool, Parshas Noach, they're bringing in the animals. The zookeepers, it's animal week in the preschools. This is what you can, set your clock to it. And my kids are coming home today from school. Pagasa Parshas Noach, we brought in the animals and the petting zoos. With Noach, in the movies, he's the greatest zookeeper of all time. That's the way we, the secular world views Noach. But yet, the second Noach leaves the teva, what happens? A lion bites him. A funny thing, right? The whole time he's in the teva, he's feeding all the animals, he's taking care of everybody. He leaves. Then Noah, and then a lion bites him. What's going on here? What's going on? Says the Ber Moshe, an amazing verse. Noah's failure was in a lion. What is a lion? Yiskaber ka'ari. You have to be strong like a lion. Noah had a certain weakness. There was a certain frailty to Noah. That, yes, Noah was a maimon, but there was something lacking. He wasn't yiskaber ka'ari. What the Medrash is highlighting is that there was Begam in Noach, that he wasn't Mizgaber Ka'ari, he wasn't that guy who was taking the leadership role, so to speak. Why was that? Why did Noach not take that leadership role and galvanize? This expression, unfortunately, that the difference between Noach and Avram was Noach was what's called the tzaddik and tells. He was a tzaddik, but he kept to himself. So what's the root of this? Why wasn't he Mizgaber Ka'ari like the Ber Moshe says? It's an unbelievable tzaddik that you have to know. I have it here. It's on my wall. Well, it's not on my wall currently because somebody painted my walls, but you see the sign. It says like this. What was Noach's failure? It doesn't say this about Noach, but it says that this is what one's supposed to have. Kishem shetzarech adam lahamid b'ashem, just like one has to have amun in Hashem, which is what Noach had, yizbach kach tzarech acher kach lahamid b'atzmo. So too one has to have belief in themselves. Noach was a maimon, ve'eino maimon. Noach was somebody who believed in himself, in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, about 100%. Noach had tremendous amun in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Noach's failure was he didn't understand that his actions could affect and shape the world. Noach's like, okay, Kaddish Baruch Hu, everything he said about Noach. Noach did exactly what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted. Noach's fault, the reason why he didn't misgaber ka'ari was like, who am I? What am I? He didn't have emunah in himself. Wow, how true is that for most of us? This idea of not, you always say like this. Can you imagine how many people are in this world? 7 billion people. So we really do an estimate. There's one in seven. You know, one in seven. So what? No. If I'm a shachar today, is anybody really going to care? Right? Is anybody going to care? If I don't go over to somebody and say Shalom Aleichem, Seder Panam Yafas, is it going to matter to anybody? But you know, the Bali Mutra says, you're right. On the one hand, we say Ani Ofer Va'efer, that's in one pocket. But what do we have in the other pocket? Bishvili Nivra Ola, because of me, the whole world was created. There's got to be an element that you matter, you care, you make a difference. And that's the failure of Noach. I don't say this, you know who says this? The Heluga Kedushas Levi. The Heluga Kedushas Levi. Says on the Parsha of Parshas Noach. Says as follows. Says the following, Kedushas Levi. By Parshas Akev, he says it actually. Says like this. What did the person ask me? What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu ask? Ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokech Hashem, called Ki Im Lir. All he's asking from Lir. So the klal is the following. When a person says like this, HaKlal Adam Tzarech Liyos Anav B'chol Drachav B'chol Masav, a person has to be humble in all of his ways. V'shem HaTorah V'shem Gam Kinyanav. Maybe you'll say also on my service of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the way. Adarabah, Adam Tzarech Lomer Ma'iseh She'ani Osem It's Hashem Choshev Eitzal Bo Yisbro. You have to be humble, but every single action that you do has meaning towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine? Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pleasure when we do mitzvahs. It's the greatest aroma in the world. For us to say that our actions do not matter in the eyes of God, that, my friends, is going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do things. It's the same story Richard Joel tells all the time. I saw it for the first time and brought down in the Lord's book, To Heal a Fractured World. You know, one time a guy was by the beach and he saw somebody throwing starfish back into the ocean. So he was funny. This guy was watching. He was breaking every starfish he throws. What are you doing? What are you doing? He goes, I'm saving the starfish. He goes, but there are thousands and thousands of starfish on the ocean. What are you doing? So what are you going to do by throwing, you know, two or three back into the ocean? He goes, but to that starfish it matters. To that one it matters. Meaning, you can't view your actions as insignificant. Once you view your actions as insignificant, A, you are insignificant. B, it's kind of Hashem, the Rav Tzadok says. It's a denial of Hashem's very, very existence. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu put you in the world because he wants you. The Derech Hashem writes in the beginning of the Derech Hashem, when he's outlining all the principles of the world, one of the principles he outlines is that things only exist in the world because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants them to. Right? If the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want this paper to exist, the paper wouldn't exist. When it comes to people, Kal v'chomer, how much more so? When it comes to Jews, how much more so? So when it comes to us, that means the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us in this very world for something to happen. And it's up to us to figure it out. There's a reason why we're here. And if we deny ourselves that, we're denying our very existence as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Noach was a maimon, ve'eino maimon. He was a believer in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, wasn't ve'eino maimon, he wasn't a believer in himself. It's referred to as the main Noach. Because if Noach would have gotten up in David like Avraham Avinu did when it came to the people of stone, perhaps the world could have changed. It's well known that it rained for how many days? 40 days and 40 nights. What else happened for 40 days and 40 nights? Kabbalah Sefer. It's well known that the Shefa that came down from Shemayim was rain, but it could have been something else. It could have been the Torah being given right then and there to Noah. But because Noah did not look out for the people of his generation, because he didn't think that he made a difference, and he just did the bare minimum, exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, which is the Milan in itself. I don't want to like make Noah to be the worst guy in the world. But Noah could have reshaped the world history. But Noach said, I'll do exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And he was a very loyal servant. And he was Matzah Chein B'nei Hashem, Ayin Rav Palm, beautiful Sefer, because he never got angry. And he did everything but Sefer Panam Yafas, he did everything the way he was supposed to. But he was a Maimon V'eino Maimon. He was a Maimon, he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he was an Eino Maimon in himself. And the rule of Noach, when you hear the words, and you're singing his mirrors, that the May Noach, I should tell you, I can make a difference. And here's Hashem, I will make a difference by pushing a little bit, by trying to find that area in which you are supposed to affect things in this world, that you can actually make a difference. Have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.